Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Among us, and sometimes they win. Even the devil was an angel once. The world has its own rules, and these rules are not human. Some of us seek answers to the origin and existence of cryptids and the unexplained. Join us as we venture beyond the known and accepted boundaries. Welcome to our nightmare. I think you're going to like it.
Hey, folks, good evening, and welcome to Phantoms and Monsters Radio. Thanks for joining me. I want to welcome all new members to the channel, as well as first-timers in the chat. And if you're listening to me for the first time, please like and subscribe to the channel. Now, have you ever met someone who looked like you? Perhaps you walked up to a person you thought you knew only to find out that they were a stranger. If so, you may have met a real-life doppelganger. So what is a doppelganger? The word comes from German meaning double-goer. Today, it's often used to describe two strangers who look so much alike that they could be twins. Now, seeing a doppelganger can be startling. That's true whether it's a person who looks just like you or someone you could be your friend's, who could be your friend's twin. It's no wonder then that doppelgangers are also common in frightening stories. Now, many times a doppelganger is a double of another character. They're like the character in many ways, most often in looks. However, the things that make them different are more important. Now, the doppelganger often differs from the main character in the values they hold. Now, this results in them making choices that lead to them going down a different path. For example, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. And now, in this story, both characters share the same body. However, they're opposites, with Dr. Jekyll representing good and Mr. Hyde representing evil. There is also a historical attribute to this phenomenon. Now, President Abraham Lincoln supposedly saw his own doppelganger when he saw two faces in the mirror on the night of his first election in 1860. The second face was pale and sickly, which his wife Mary interpreted as a sign of death or sickness during his second term. And only a few months after his second election, Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. So what do you think a doppelganger represents? Listen to these accounts and form your own opinion. But before I go any further, I want to mention that this channel is made possible by you clicking on the subscribe and like buttons and by you sharing our programming. Super chat and super thanks donations are appreciated. You can click the dollar icon located below the chat box. And the Buy Me a Coffee link is also shown there. So thanks for your consideration. Now, if you're in the chat and you have a question, please use all caps. I'll try to get to each one after my presentation. So in this first account, the witness details two unusual experiences while riding on the New York City subway system. Now, one was a possible glitch or time shift, but the other was a possible doppelganger. They state, I listened to your Glitches in the Matrix video last night. I've had two experiences, both on the New York City subway. The first time was about 5 years ago. I was riding on the subway train, and I noticed that one of my fellow passengers was a near-perfect dead ringer for one of my friends. Yet the same face shape, same exact hair color, and was about the same shape body-wise. However, he appeared to be about 10 or 12 years older than my friend and had a beard on his chin and was wearing a beret and black sunglasses. He also didn't recognize me, further proof that they were not the same person. However, I swear that they looked nearly identical, so much so that I was quite shaken at the time. The second event took place only about a week ago. I was riding downtown with my brother when I took note of a young woman sitting across from me. She was pretty. So I took a few opportunities to notice her and got a fairly good idea what she looked like. She got off a train just before I was about to go to Express. I didn't think anything else of it at the time. However, about 10 minutes later, on the other end of the Express path, both my brother and I got out of the train. As we were walking up the steps to the upper platform, I noticed the same girl coming down the steps street towards us. She walked past us and walked down the stairs. Is it possible that she got off our train and got onto one of the one for a seating view of the express path to the upper platform? If this is the case, she was obviously lost because it was such a huge waste of her time when she could have just stayed on the train. However, it's the most reasonable explanation I can think of. Now, this next account, a family observes a man standing in a barber shop who looks exactly like their late grandfather. They found out later that the grandfather frequented the same barber shop. So they write, in 2017, I wrote to you about my grandfather who passed away after making his "the buses full" comment. Well, I didn't mention something else strange that took place within the year after his passing, sometime in 1986. My family was visiting my grandmother, his widow, who still lived in the same house that she and my grandfather had always lived in. I remember we left to drive home just after nightfall, and we get home, we had to drive through a busy main street through the center of town. So we're driving along and stopping frequently because of the numerous traffic lights en route. As our car stopped at one, I heard my mother say to my father, "Oh my goodness, he looks just like your father, in the window over there." She pointed to the window of a barber shop on the other side of the street. My father, my brother, and I craned our necks to look in the barber shop. Even though it was on the other side of the street, it wasn't more than 20 feet away. And in the contrast of the dark night and the bright lights within gave us a very vivid look at everything inside. Now, inside was standing at the window looking out a man who was a dead ringer for my grandfather. He was the same height, had the identical facial features, the same hair, and the same thick rimmed glasses that he always wore. However, what jumped out the most was the jacket he was wearing. It didn't look like any jacket, but the exact one that my grandfather loved to wear. A light tan suede-like one with woolen sheep-like trim along both sides of the zipper and along the collar. He was just standing at the large window, which basically took up the entire front wall, staring straight out into the street. "Wow, it does," my father said, but if he was any more amazed than that, I'm not sure, because he'd never brought it up again, at least in my presence. Now, after a couple seconds, the light turned green and our car propelled forward, the man in the window still looking straight ahead. Now, to make it more interesting, the next time I saw my grandmother, I told her that we had seen someone in the window of the barbershop on that street who looked just like Grandpa. Since she hadn't witnessed it, she couldn't make a big deal about it, but she did say that was the barbershop he always got his hair cut. Now, I'm not sure who the man was in the window, but it's still something I think about to this day over 30 years later. Now, a boy is in his kitchen is at his kitchen table for his mother to pour him a glass of milk. He then notices his father, but it isn't him. Was it a doppelganger, and did it contribute to the later incident? They write, "I can only assume that my mother and I encountered was a doppelganger." Now, before I start my story, my dad used to work at night. Anyway, when I was around 10 years old, I lived in a townhouse with my mom and dad up until my mom passed away less than a couple months later. And she was pouring me some milk in the kitchen like every other night, and I was winding down for school the next day. There was nothing scary about this night, and I was just waiting for my mom to pour milk and looking out into our living room in front of me, looking at things and just waiting. However, as my head swivels from looking around, my dad appeared in front of a closet door in our living room. It didn't scare me at first. I just assumed it was my dad. But looking back, there was no noise ever made. Our doors and floors creaked, and with how quiet it was, we would have heard anyone moving around. However, what was so scary about it was that my dad was just standing there and staring at us from across the room. I still was under the impression this was my dad, but the longer he kept standing there and staring at me, the scarier it got. He didn't move an inch, didn't blink, and the longer I kept looking at him, I noticed his eyes were just too small. They were wide open, but small enough to where it just looked wrong. I remember I started to blink and rub my eyes because I thought maybe I was seeing things, but it just kept standing there for a good minute longer until it disappeared after a blink. No noise at all. There was no way considering it disappeared in a blink, for it had to have humanly moved that fast without making any kind of sound. The only way it could have disappeared as fast as it did was if it slammed the door shut behind it. I remember how terrified I was at that point and looking to my mom to see if she saw it too, but when she didn't say anything, I assumed I just hallucinated it. That was until a few years ago. I was telling my dad about that night, and he told me my mom had also seen it, but due to her mental health problems and me not saying anything to her or him about it, I hadn't said anything when I looked at her. He dismissed it as an hallucination. Nothing quite like that ever happened again to me, but that experience was why I couldn't sleep without a light on for years. Now, before that day, I was not afraid of the dark. I didn't believe in ghosts. Didn't even understand people could die at that point, and was not really exposed to religion and not recently either. Every night after that incident until we moved, I was petrified to even sleep in my room. Now, I feel that I need to mention that my mother, because of her mental illness, took her own life. I now wonder if that strange incident contributed to her demise. And this next account, a woman is confronted by friends asking when she started working at the local mall and why she didn't acknowledge him. It seems that the woman's doppelganger was working there. They write, I had a friend say to me one day, when did you start working at the mall and why were you acting like you didn't know us when we came in and we were talking to you? Can't you talk to friends when you're on the job? Her and her husband, I said, I don't work at the mall and I didn't see you. They both started laughing. I asked, what were you talking about? They said, so you're serious. You're trying to tell us that we both saw you and were talking to you, but it wasn't you. And they both looked at each other, trying to figure out if I was crazy or if they were. So a week later, another friend asked me if I liked my job at the mall. She wondered, too, why I was acting so strangely when she came in to say hello. Again, I said I didn't work at the mall. And she just looked at me as if to say, ha-ha, yeah, right. Well, after a third friend, and please note, these were close friends, asked me about my new job, I decided I really had to meet her. So I went to the store at the mall, but looking around, I didn't see anyone that looked like me. As I turned to leave, I heard someone say, what, you can't say hi on your day off? I walked up to them and I said I wasn't the girl who worked there. They said, well, not today at least, eh? I just said, well, see you later then, and turned and walked out. I tried catching her at work about 5 times and always managed to go in on her day off. Then one day I thought I'd try again. I walked in, looked around, and someone approached me and said, geez, where have you been? We've been calling you for days. Why haven't you showed up for work the past 2 weeks? The manager is mad, but he says if we see you, your paycheck will be back there in the manager's office. I tried to explain that I wasn't their employee, and my friends had told me to look that I looked like her. The guy said, no kidding, because I can't tell you apart. The girl even had a mole on her right cheek where you do. I wish I could remember what her name was, not even sure if I ever heard her name. It still baffles me to this day. Now, this next account, a woman describes an incident when she swears that she observed a doppelganger of one of her twin sons. Years later, the son suffered from leukemia. She believes that the incident was a harbinger. And she writes to me, in the summer of 2011, my 12-year-old twin sons were having a friend sleep over. We live in a 3-story house, and all 3 of the boys were in the basement area playing. I was on the 2nd floor sitting on my couch reading a book. It was early evening around dusk. All was peaceful other than the ruckus the boys were making downstairs. I was sitting there half reading my book when the boys all came running loudly up the stairs. The stairwell door was on a sliding mechanism that when you got to the top, instead of sliding it, you sort of pushed on it and it came off the track. With it off the track, it could swing back and forth. I told them I would fix the door later. Anyway, they left the door off the track and all 3 went running up to the 3rd floor bedroom to play. Now, I was still on the couch when only a few seconds after all 3 had gone upstairs, I saw my son come around the corner, lift his arm, push the now swinging stairwell door open, and move down the steps. He never lifted his head to look at me. His head was down the entire time, and he never said why he was going back down there. Now, my first thought was that he looked a bit odd and moved kind of strangely. Then I thought, why didn't he say anything? Then I figured he left something down there. This all took a matter of maybe 2 to 3 seconds when suddenly I heard his voice laughing and talking loudly upstairs. I freaked out. I jumped off the couch and ran to the stairwell looking down and called his name, but he didn't answer. I swear to God, this is a real story, and every hair in my body was standing up and I had chills. I have them now just writing about this. So I ran upstairs and saw him sitting on the floor with his brother and their friend playing. Even though I knew it was completely impossible for him to be downstairs and upstairs at the same time, I asked him if he had somehow just gone into the basement. He, of course, said no. I swept the basement looking for a person. I checked doors and windows and closets, even though I knew that whatever that thing was, it looked exactly like my 12-year-old son. It was as solid as a real person and was wearing the same clothes my son had on. It was the same size as him and was able to push a solid door open and everything, only it moved a bit weird and never looked at me or spoke to me. Now, nothing else happened that night, and I never could explain it or understand it until 3 years later, almost to the very day that the incident happened, that my son was diagnosed with leukemia. He's undergone years of terrible cancer and chemotherapy and has battled it like a warrior. He's 19 now, and his treatment has now ended. He's doing great and is in remission. Praise be to the Lord. I've heard that doppelgangers portend bad luck or illness, but I never thought that when I saw that thing that looked at my son, it meant something bad would happen to me. But the day he was diagnosed, I realized why I saw what I saw. I don't know for sure if it was some type of warning or not, because it scared the hell out of me, and it felt very sinister. I pray I never see it again. So I ask, could a doppelganger be an unconscious thought form or an incident of bilocation? It's a very interesting account. It's a good question. So maybe we'll get some more to that effect as I go on. Now, in this next account, an experiencer claims that a government agency kidnapped his real father and replaced him with a cloaked reptilian doppelganger. He has also been subjected to experimentation. So he writes, this incident happened back in 1995 when I was 15 years old. It was very horrible. I witnessed two guys that may have been like government agents or some other secret or government agent. They kidnapped my dad and left someone in his place that looked just like him. I later found out that the person left behind was a reptilian cloaked as a human. Now, this person became rather rude to me as time went on. However, he talked with me, and he could even heal with his bare hands. He told me that we humans were looked down upon as sheep, etc. And he knew I had witnessed the two agents kidnapping my dad, and he said I was next. I became very scared. He had me taken to a place against my will and met with what looked like a special forces group who forced me to sign paperwork against my will, and the guy who looked identical to my dad was standing there. I was spying on him one night and saw what looked like a snake's tongue come out of his mouth. I later discovered he was a reptilian. A very short human who looked like a midget was helping him. I think he was a gray cloaked human. I heard him talking English, but then started talking in alien lingo, which sounded kind of Far Eastern. Well, yes, I'm here to tell you they can cloak and simulate our world undercover. My real dad, the one I saw whisk away, was retired from the military, and I often suspected him of doing something or being involved with the government or doing something secretive that may have led to all this happening to me. I also found implants that feel like something under my skin. One was an upside-down triangle or diamond shape. They also stabbed me and then heated me with their eyes, which left a very weird scar on my leg. I never told anyone, as I was so scared of how these entities seemed to be able to operate with impunity and like nothing could stop them. They also conducted very horrible activities and what seemed like mental brainwashing experiments on me. After all these years, I'm still scared to this day, but I believe it was time to go forward. I just wonder what happened to my real dad. It's pretty odd. Now, this next account, a man recalls his strange experience with a quiet man at work. A decade later, he meets a very similar man with similar characteristics under different circumstances. Very weird story. Hello, sir. My name is Alex. I'd like to tell you a true story that happened to me at work. Now, back in 2013, I briefly worked in a furniture manufacturing warehouse for 6 months. We mass-produced wall units that held your TV, VCR, and stereo all in one unit. Me and about 10 other people were hired to work the 4 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. shift to cut, drill, package the particle board. The customer would then assemble the entertainment center at home. Now, the person in charge of the shift, I forget his name, was a co-worker in his mid-20s with long, light brown hair, about 5'8" tall, looked like he worked out with weights, was quiet, did his job well, was a nice guy. He kind of looked like Heath Ledger, the actor. Now, about 3 months after working there, I came into work like any other day. At lunchtime, I was at the workstation by myself eating my lunch when the person in charge of the shift came up to me and asked if he could talk to me. For the next 15 minutes, I had the most profound experience of my life while he talked to me. This individual that doesn't know me anywhere except work started telling me things about myself with pinpoint accuracy. Things that nobody else but me could understand. How could he know things about me that I have experienced in the past that only I could understand? He was not cold reading me like a palm reader would. He said exact occurrences. It was a very strange situation. Now, lunchtime was over and we all returned to work for the next 3 months. He was there every day, working as usual as if nothing ever happened. After 3 months, there was a work shortage and everybody from the evening shift got laid off. I never saw him again. I later moved from the East Coast to California. About a year ago, I met a guy at a get-together at a friend's house who I swear was the same guy. It was so weird. His name was Michael. I asked my friend about Michael, and he said that he knew him from his job. A few weeks later, I went to lunch with the same friend, and Michael was with him. Instantly, Michael started recalling things from my past. I asked him if we had ever met before, but he insisted we hadn't. Recently, my friend told me that Michael had suddenly quit his job. When he tried to contact him, he was nowhere to be found. I wonder, was Michael a doppelganger or the same guy from before? It was just so strange. Now, this next account, a doppelganger experiencer recalls two instances as a child when he observed himself or a double of himself. His father kind of brushed it off as happenstance. Now he wonders what happened. He writes, when I was a kid, like I was 11 or 12, something like that, I was playing in a huge parking lot that was behind my house in North Chicago, Illinois. I had a baseball bat and was pretending it to be a sword. So I was in the parking lot, slashing around, pretending I was fighting bad guys. The parking lot was one huge parking lot, and then it had driveways going beside the building out to the main road. So I was fighting in it, and I got up to the fence that was on the side of one of the driveways, and I did a fancy little slash and then pretended I sheathed it on my back, and then I stood up and looked down the driveway. I saw myself standing on the sidewalk staring back at me. Of course, I was freaked out because I didn't know what was going on. At first, I thought it was someone who looked just like me, and he probably thought the same thing. And then he kind of did a jog down the sidewalk past the building where I couldn't see him anymore. So I ran up and looked around the corner, and he was gone. I looked around the parking lot just in case he was looking for me, but I couldn't see him. So, creeped out, I decided to head home. I told my father about this, and then he told me about doppelgangers. I was convinced I saw my own doppelganger. Now, 2 or 3 years later, I'm walking down the sidewalk towards home, and I look down the driveway, and I see myself playing in the parking lot doing all the same slashes. I did like the fancy slashing she did. And I was like, I remember this. I remember seeing myself in that position. So without even thinking about it, I dashed off to the front of the building and turned around, and I waited for my younger self to come up the driveway. But my younger self never showed up. I looked down the driveway, and I was not there. I walked home and told my father about what I just saw, and he laughed. I wonder if seeing a doppelganger is common. My father acted as if it was something that happens to everyone. Now, I'm an adult now, and it's been over a dozen years since that last encounter. I'm just wondering what caused me to see it. And that was the last account. I didn't have a whole lot of doppelganger stories. They were kind of short as well. So if you all have any questions, please feel free to put it in the chat and let's talk about this a bit. I will tell you one thing. I had a really weird doppelganger experience that lasted for years, actually. I used to go to a barber shop when I lived down in Maryland. And the guy who owned the barber shop I had been going to him for almost 30 years. So anyway, I came in there one day, and there was a new guy standing there, and he was cutting hair. And I swear to God, it was Harrison Ford, the actor, the guy who played Indiana Jones and Han Solo. He looked like him. He sounded like him. He had the same height, same characteristics, even had that little scar underneath his lip like Harrison Ford did. So Wayne and I became friends. And in fact, Wayne and I actually traveled a few places together. And it was amazing watching people react to him. And it never really seemed to faze him much. He knew who Harrison Ford was, but he didn't really talk about it. But he, when he was growing up, and as he was about my age. And of course, when Harrison Ford became more famous, like in 1977 as Han Solo in Star Wars, I guess Wayne was about my same age. So in 77, I was what, 20? I was 19 years old. Then people started mentioning that he looked like Harrison Ford. Well, he had no idea who it was. Now, I don't know where Wayne's at now. We kind of lost contact. He moved also. I think he actually moved to California. But, I knew Wayne for over a dozen years. And it was the damnest thing I have ever experienced. But I could have swore it was Harrison Ford. And every time I looked at him all those years, it's still, I still think it was his doppelganger. Because he acted and the same, looked the same, mannerisms were the same. Very strange. I had to mention that. Okay, folks, let's see. We got any questions here? Audacious Amber, thank you for your hard work. I appreciate it. And thank you for your contribution. Okay, folks, we got any questions? I'm going to scroll down here. I think there is at least one in here somewhere. Marla Snyder. Do you feel that doppelgangers could be from a parallel universe? You know, I think it's possible. I really do. I just think about Wayne. I mean, that was just so weird. I mean, it was almost like an identical Harrison Ford. Yeah, I think it's really weird. You know, and it's funny. I have had people tell me I look like somebody they saw before or knew, and I think everybody does. I think almost every person alive has had someone tell them that they know someone who looks like you, or you look like someone, or that they met someone who looked like you, or asked you if you were the same person. I think it happens to a lot of people. I don't know why, but going back to the question, could they be from a parallel universe? Absolutely. I mean, if you believe that there are parallel universes, which I think there are other dimensions, but if there's an alternate reality where, you know, it's similar to what we live in, but, you know, you cross that barrier and things are different, but, you know, basically the same people, or that's the theory, or the same people are there. I guess it's entirely possible. Dagnabbit, can the doppelganger phenomena be explained scientifically? Well, I don't know. I don't think it could be. I don't know how you could even, unless it's at, I mean, they have start taking DNA and realize that there's some connection somehow. I don't know. I mean, if anybody has thoughts about that, post it. I'll talk about it, but that's bizarre. Thomas Carroll, Lon, have you ever seen or met your doppelganger? I haven't, but I've had plenty of people tell me I look like certain people. Now, I don't know. But no, I haven't. It's a strange phenomenon. It really is. Michael Angel Escalante, what is the history of the doppelganger? Well, I mean, I did talk about it earlier in the show. I mean, I guess it's something that has happened since the dawn of man. I mean, people look like each other. But as far as paranormal or supernatural wise, it does make you wonder if there's some connection there somehow. I don't know. Dagnabbit, or doppelgangers an apparition of sorts? I guess it could be. I mean, he looked at the Lincoln story where he saw his apparition in a mirror, but it was him looking deathly. As far as, say, you run into somebody on the street and they look full, you know, full body, solid and everything, could that be an apparition? I guess it's possible. You know, like I said before, could it be a thought form? Could it be a tulpa? Could it be anything? I mean, could someone actually manifest their own doppelganger? It's unusual. Jose Sanchez, do you think that maybe doppelgangers are actually aware that they are clones of others? I guess it's absolutely possible. I mean, if you're some type of supernatural being, and we've all seen movies. I mean, look at Terminator. There's a perfect example where this manufactured or engineered being can mimic someone who they just touch or just come up to. Sure, they know that they're in the film. They know that they can clone to look like anyone else. But in real life, is there a phenomena where that happens, to where someone could shapeshift themselves? And, you know, we've got plenty of instances where people believe in shapeshifters. I mean, is it possible that they could actually change themselves into someone else? Good question. Wild Man's mom. Do you think when a person meets their doppelganger, it makes a shift in the out timeline? I guess under the right circumstances, it may. I'm not saying when it happens, it opens something up, but it very well could, I would think. I mean, these are all good questions. I mean, I don't really have many answers for that. I mean, it's I guess it's a phenomenon that many people have looked at over years and years and really don't understand what it is. You know, I have never really seen any explanation by a paranormalist or someone who's involved with the supernatural who can account for why people do that. Unless it's some type of made up story. I mean, it does sound like it would be science fiction of some type or some type of myth, but I guess it's absolutely, shorter to cook. We are the doppelganger. That very well may be true. Bernadette, what causes a doppelganger to appear? Don't know. Is it something coming out of a coming out of a portal? Is it something someone manifested using their mind? Is someone with some type of ability that can manifest something like that? You know, it's interesting. I do remote viewing, and I go by procedure. And Shorter the Cook's also a remote viewer. Her and I have worked together before. I had to ask her, has she ever seen a doppelganger during a remote view? I think I have it in one instance anyway, or in a specific case. But I don't know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Dag damn it. If someone meets their doppelganger, does it mean it's a harbinger of bad luck? Well, I've heard that a lot from people. I'm actually working a case now. And it's actually somebody I know. And they've had a lot of stuff going where they live at in their apartment. But he lives with his mother. And she's quite old, actually. But she told him a couple weeks ago that she saw his doppelganger in the apartment one day. And he freaked out. He asked me if it was a harbinger. I really don't know. I have heard certain instances. I went and did some research and did find at least one account where it may have been a harbinger or something. But, you know, I guess it's a cultural thing for the most part. I don't know if it's a supernatural thing. But, you know, it may be more of a belief. And, of course, you know, when you're talking about beliefs in the mind of a human, manifestation is only the next step there. ACDC 5150. Lon, any chance doppelgangers or skinwalker type shapeshifters? I don't know if it would be that type of being, but it could very well be a shapeshifter to some degree. I don't know exactly what it would be. Lon, can you tell the Abraham Lincoln story again? Yeah, let me pull it up here. I had mentioned that there was a historical attribute to the phenomena of doppelgangers. President Abraham Lincoln supposedly saw his own doppelganger when he saw two faces in the mirror on the night of his first election in 1860. The second face was pale and sickly, which his wife, Mary, interpreted as a sign of death or sickness during his second term. Now, Mary Todd Lincoln was, she believed in the afterlife and seances and such. And, you know, then after that, only a few months after his second election, Lincoln was, of course, assassinated at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. So was it a harbinger? I don't know. I guess it could have been. I've heard that story before, so it's just not something that was just came right out of the ether. Wild man's mom. My mom met her doppelganger. My mom was named Sue. Was named Susan. They called her. Okay. Well, I think a lot of them now. Shorter. I think a lot of people have met their doppelgangers, and many times maybe they had the same name. That's pretty odd. If they have the same birthday, then I believe there's something there. Shorter Cook, no line that I can remember, and I'm talking about her seeing a doppelganger during a remote view. And she said later it would be a great target. Yeah, it would be. That's interesting, though. Well, her and I are going to talk soon. Maybe we'll talk about that. Beat 3 airspace. Lon, I think there are parallel universes. What do you think? I think it's a good possibility. I mean, it just depends how you define a parallel universe. Is it another dimension or reality that's similar to ours, but ours and changes a bit? There's just a break there. Like you remember the TV show Fringe, like that, where things were the same, but they were different in many ways. I think it's very possible. Jose Sanchez, would it be possible that twins had doppelgangers? Imagine the reaction. I think it's very possible. I think it's very possible. I don't know. I had a lot of twins in my family. My maternal grandmother's family had two sets of twins, her siblings, a pair of boys and a pair of daughters. And my maternal grandfather, her husband, he had twins on his side of the family, one set. I don't know if there are any other twins in the family other than that, but I'd have to ask someone in the family if anybody had ever heard any type of doppelganger. Weird. Huh. Anybody else got another question? It's an interesting subject. I mean, there's a lot of connotations here. I mean, you know, you talk about bilocation or some type of thought form, something else being seen. I don't know. Well, folks, we do have a Discord account where you go on there and you can, you know, do a chat after the show's done. If you asked Marla or Bernadette to give you the link, you can go there after the show. And if you have questions, you all want to discuss this, feel free to do so. So anyway, I want to thank each and all of you for watching and chatting tonight. And if you donate, it's appreciated. Your support's what makes all this possible. So please like and share the content. And if you have a sighting or an encounter report that you'd like to be considered for the show or on Phantoms and Monsters, please feel free to email at lonstrickler@phantomsandmonsters.com. So until we meet again next week, You'll have a safe weekend, and I will see you then. You take care.